Mike, what does it say about someone like Kenny Morgan to go out and show his physical play, if you will, to open the game and then answer back with what we've grown accustomed to seeing, his goal scoring ability?
Well, he's an elite player. You know, he's a powerful guy. He's one of the few players in the league that that can change the outcome of the game. You know, we have a couple of them on our team, and he's one of them. And you know, certainly we'd like to keep him on the ice as much as we can, and that's important for us moving forward. But you know, he's a brave guy, and he's a competitive guy. I thought he played hard tonight.
Did you expect he and Wheeler were going to go at some point?
No.
Mike, how much can it mean to this team going forward to have Bones be productive?
I think it makes us that much more difficult to play against. You know, and Bones is a very good player. He has the ability to generate offense. He can play at both ends of the rink. We use him in so many key situations. He plays on the second power play. He's one of our top penalty killers. He's a real solid all-around player when he chips in offensively like he does tonight. And you know, I don't expect that we're going to get that every night from him. I hope so. But you know, the fact that he gets a hat trick tonight, we're thrilled for him because I know how hard he works and hasn't got rewarded maybe for his effort from a production standpoint. But, you know, we're hopeful moving forward here down the stretch that you know, that he starts to catch fire offensively, and his line in particular produces for us offensively. I think when that happens, I think we're that much harder to play against as a group.
Were you surprised with the Jets' initial push today?
No, I think they always come out hard in their own building. I think they're, you know, there's a great fan base here. This building has so much energy in it. It's really a fun place to play, and I'm sure they feed off their fans.
We spoke this morning that you might be expecting a game like this. Do you feel that first 5 or 10 minutes was emotional carryover from the last game?
I'm sure that was part of it. You know, both teams have so much at stake. I think the focus is on trying to win the game. But these guys are competitive guys, and they're emotional guys. And so, I'm sure the physical play was part of that.
Did Testito give you sort of what you expected in the lineup tonight?
Well, we would have liked to have kept him in the game, you know. But certainly he's a guy that, you know, brings a physical element to our team. And, you know, he has the ability to create some anxiety. And I think he has the ability, I think, to give our players a certain comfort level when they're on the ice.
What was Patrick Kornquist a late stretch time?
Horney was diagnosed with a concussion this morning, and so that's why he didn't play. So we sent him back to Pittsburgh for further evaluation, but right now he's out with a concussion.
What do you sort of staying on that topic real quick? I'm wondering if you could just clarify, Chris Letang, is his injury related to his concussion or previous stroke issues?
You know, this is something that I think there's just so much speculation around this, Chris's injury. What I will confirm is that it's not a concussion. It's not related to a stroke or anything of that nature. Chris has an upper body injury. He's rehabbing the injury at home as we speak. We're hopeful here that he'll have a quick turnaround and we'll get him back in the lineup. But all of that speculation surrounding the other stuff is, you know, we'd rather just confirm that it's not that.
What do you like? It's fair to describe it as a hockey injury.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like the heart.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes. Exactly. And so, you know, I know there's been tons of speculation surrounding it. So we'd rather just confirm that it's not that stuff.
What do you like most from what you've seen from the pairing of Mark Streit and Ron Hainsey?
Well, they're two veteran guys. They're smart players. I think, you know, Mark's a real good puck mover. He joins the rush. I think Ron's a real solid defending defenseman. He kills penalties for us. You know, they both bring a little bit something different to the table, but I think they're complementary in that regard. And so, you know, we've tried them together. We've had them apart. We know they make our defense corps better. They make our team better. And so I think that was the thought process when we acquired them. And certainly.